Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, lots and lots of information to update you on the healthcare closing front and the response from those in the Chippewa Valley. Also, we'll hear from two different individuals involved with Caravelle Autism Health expanding to a new, much larger location on Eau Claire's south side. But first, Chippewa Falls School Superintendent pens an open letter on the legality of alerting the public about threats that were faced in the district last fall. That's where we begin on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. On the air Friday morning on both WWIV and WOGO, we told you that School Board President Dave Check was defending the decision to not tell parents about a credible threat at the city's middle school last October. Check sent a letter home to parents explaining that Chippewa Falls schools didn't tell parents about a student who was searching about pipe bombs and had a journal of detailed threats back in October because the police got involved. Check said that the student was a credible threat, but not an active threat, and he said the school district didn't tell parents because they didn't want to start a panic. Check went on to say that criticism of how the school handled the situation is all about a political narrative. Chippewa Falls Schools will hold a February 27th public hearing to answer questions about the threat and how the school handled it. Well, on Friday, the Chippewa Falls School Superintendent Jeff Holmes released an open letter that takes up the issue and explains more about why more wasn't told at that time. In the letter, Holmes says, quote, "Online personalities made inaccurate comparisons between this situation and school tragedies. This sensationalism sowed public distrust in our schools." Holmes continues saying, quote, "However, federal and state law prohibited us from disclosing confidential details on the student and incident. We rightly declined media requests for protected information." Holmes went on to say that while parental concern for safety is understandable, he says they handled communications precisely as the law required. Holmes' lengthy 8-page letter released on Friday, which can be found online, explains how these laws are in place to protect all children, even the ones in trouble. He says, quote, "Whenever anything takes place that might affect student safety, parents will want to know what's going on." He says, "until the day arrives when it is their child that is being investigated or disciplined." Again, Holmes urges parents to reach out with any other questions or concerns that they have, and that the board will be holding a February 27th meeting to consider this matter in open session. He says, please stay tuned for an announcement regarding a larger capacity setting for that board public meeting, February 27th. Elsewhere, an almost overwhelming amount of information coming out, especially late in the week, regarding a response to the healthcare closing of HSHS, both St. Joe's, March 22nd, Sacred Heart a bit later in April, and the Prevea clinics in so many locations in western Wisconsin, affecting not only their employees, but so many citizens and their healthcare. Among the headlines, area Republican legislators announcing $15 million for emergency departments, and Democrats responding somewhat angrily to the way Republicans handled that. Oakleaf Medical Network to move forward with their plans to pursue a community hospital. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine filing a lawsuit against HSHS. The Mayo Clinic Health System taking steps to address healthcare concerns. Later, we'll get more into Marshfield Clinic Health System announcing their plans to double the labor and delivery beds at their Marshfield Medical Center in Eau Claire. Earlier in the week, the Eau Claire City Council and County Board, as well as the Chippewa Falls County Board, voted on HSHS and Prevea resolutions, asking them to slow down their upcoming shutdown in the Chippewa Valley. For starters, Republican State Senator Jesse James announced plans Friday morning to reallocate $15 million in previously unused funds to support emergency departments in Chippewa and Eau Claire counties. James says this move would ensure continued access to essential services in the wake of HSHS's departure. Back in the 2021-22 budget, the state approved a James-authored budget motion for $15 million for HSHS to expand their psychiatric mental health bed capacity. Unfortunately, he notes that HSHS never came to claim those funds, and the money's been waiting to be dispersed. Legislation authored by James and other Chippewa Valley legislators will repurpose those monies into a new grant program that would serve as a short-term bridge to continue emergency service until other providers can scale their capacity to meet the needs of the community. James tells WEAU-TV.
It's just like a legislative bill. We go through the committee process. We're going to have to do that. The committee is planned for next Wednesday. So we have asked for immediate hearings to have this the two bills go through the legislative process and then respectively to the floors of each chamber.
The legislation will be required to move through the committee process. Meanwhile, Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson and Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith, both of the Chippewa Valley, issued their own joint press release in response to the announcement from James and other area Republican legislators. Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire had this response, quote, "I am disappointed that the Republican legislators in the Chippewa Valley are choosing this moment to play partisan politics and not include Democrats in this bill. This is a time where we need to work together to support our communities." Emerson says making sure our constituents have access to medical care should be the priority right now. Meanwhile, Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith in this press release says, quote, "Republicans have rejected billions of federal dollars in Medicaid expansion money to stabilize our health care systems in Wisconsin for over a decade. Offering a $15 million Hail Mary now for no clear result is insulting to our community." Smith says it's a distraction from the current challenge to come up with creative solutions to this complicated crisis, unquote. Meanwhile, on last week's Chippewa Valley This Week, we reported that Eau Claire City Attorney Steve Nick had sent a letter to HSHS and Prevea regarding their closure and the timing of it and the timing that was being allowed for employees and the public to respond. And they are now responding to that as attorneys for HSHS and Prevea saying that they have met the necessary requirements in order to close. WEAU-TV anchor Judy Clark explains more.
Eau Claire City Attorney Steve Nick sent a letter to HSHS and Prevea last week claiming that they did not meet the legal and self-assumed ethical and spiritual commitments to the community. The attorney for HSHS says in response, because it is a nonprofit organization, it is exempt from the requirements of the state business closing law, but gave the required 60-day notice anyway. HSHS's attorney did not comment on the ethical and spiritual aspects of the city's letter. Prevea Clinic also had an attorney respond to the city's letter. In that response, the attorney said Prevea has also met its legal requirements and it is willing to meet with city leaders to discuss the impact of the closings.
Meanwhile, Eau Claire City Attorney Steve Nick had this response telling WEAU-TV.
The most that they can reasonably do for this community to make sure that we have continuation of patient care, that they're treating their employees just as well as they possibly can, and that they're frankly responding to the crisis they've created in our community to ensure that we have continued medical care, psychiatric care, emergency response care. And we really need to hear from them, from their chief executives, and not just from their attorneys.
Eau Claire City Attorney Steve Nick. Meanwhile, Marshfield Clinic Health System Friday announcing they're more than doubling their labor and delivery beds at Marshfield Medical Center Eau Claire to meet the needs of the community in the wake of the recently announced hospital closures. MMC Eau Claire will expand its obstetrics unit from 8 beds to 20, which could accommodate an additional 550 births a year. The hospital is actively identifying the level of additional staffing, technology needs, and timeline to begin operating the expanded unit. Gina Leith is Marshfield's chief nursing officer. She tells WEAU-TV.
We're just really excited to announce that we can step up and expand our beds for birthing services here in this area to serve the community.
Kendall Stockel is the birth center and respiratory therapy manager. She tells WEAU.
That's going to give us a chance to care for a lot more patients. You know, over 500 more deliveries a year we'll be able to support. So that's exciting.
Stockel says
maternal health and care has always been a concern for everybody. I mean, got to have somewhere to deliver your baby. And I know that the announcement of the HSHS closure, that was one area that really hit home for people. So we want to be able to support that need and help alleviate those fears that new moms are having.
Stockel tells WEAU the expansion's almost completed.
There's some really minor construction that we'll need to do and get a couple other things implemented and get some equipment ordered. But honestly, most of it is already in place and we'll be able to get going pretty quickly.
And finally, Caravelle Autism Health held their ribbon cutting for their new expanded location on Eau Claire's Southside this week, I spoke with Jackie Vick, Divisional Vice President of Clinical Operations, who says...
So our new location is something to really celebrate. We have been in a smaller location for quite some time and not able to serve all the children in Eau Claire that we wanted to serve. So now being in this bigger location, and it's beautiful and bright, sunny windows, and we're able just to get treatment to children that we hadn't been able to before.
So how many kids will you be able to have here at once?
I'm going to estimate about 28. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, I think right around 28.
Tell us a little bit more in detail about what you all do.
Yeah, so we provide intensive one-on-one autism treatment. So for children that are diagnosed with autism, we provide treatment at an early age, so we call it early intensive treatment. And the intensive is about 40 hours a week in some cases, so the children are with us most of the time for all day long and all week long. And with that kind of treatment, we're able to really mitigate a lot of the challenges that those kids have that they're experiencing around communication and social interaction and any challenging behaviors that might interfere with their functional skills.
Is a particular age range that you focus on?
Yeah, we start at about 18 months. Not all children are diagnosed that young, but then go up to about age 18. But the children will move into a school setting, at sometimes 5, sometimes 6, sometimes 7. Mm-hmm. It just depends. And then we have an after-school program also for those kids that might need continued services.
Jackie Vick of Caravelle Autism Health says...
The treatment that we provide is covered by insurance and Wisconsin Medicaid, so commercial insurance and medical assistance.
Vick says they have some 63 locations across the country.
So the work that we do changes lives. And we really can impact a child's ability to be independent, to grow and develop and achieve their goals and the family's goals. So we change lives for those kids, change lives for the families, and then we also change lives for these incredible teammates that we have, too.
Yeah. So. I asked the director of Caravelle Autism Health's new expanded clinic on Eau Claire's South Side, Carly Burrish, if she believes there will be an increased demand for their services in light of the recent healthcare closings that will be hitting the Chippewa Valley.
I do think there's going to be a greater demand, as I know a lot of families were provided with speech therapy through the healthcare facilities that are now looking to close. I do want to let families know that there is hope here. We do offer comprehensive intensive services for children that do encompass communication skills if the child is on the autism spectrum. And it is evidence-based services that we provide, high-quality, compassionate care. I want you to know that we are here if you're looking for a diagnostic evaluation or services, too.
Again, that's Carly Burrish, the clinic director of Caravelle Autism Health, their new expanded location on Eau Claire's South Side. Earlier, we dealt with the issue of the concern regarding the Chippewa Falls Middle School that people had learned about this week from back in October, and the school leaders there in Chippewa Falls defending the actions they took, including an 8-page open letter issued on Friday by Jeff Holmes, the Chippewa Falls school superintendent. We read some of it for you. You can find more of it at WQOW-TV's website. And also, we tried to touch on some of the many aspects of the unfolding, ongoing story of the HSHS and Prevea healthcare closures and the response to it being played out in many different ways. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.